Thank you, Joan. Well, you were a delight in that class. That seems like a really long time ago. And thank you, Chris, and thank you, Jen, and thank you, all of you, for being here. It's been a while since I read. I feel a little rusty. So we'll see how it goes. Misconnections. So you all know the Misconnections ads on Craigslist, where, you know, if you see somebody out in the world and you want to try to get with them. Okay, so these are my misconnections. One, I was scritching at delivery, answering a prayer. You were impressed with your hair in the inadvertent mirror of the shop window. The shop's name was, the prayer was for, is this reflection or projection? I saw you see me meaningfully. No, I am not God. Two, you were in police custody. I was getting a custard at the Rita's across from the precinct. I think you wore a Bulls hoodie. They were mistaken, the cops. Doe-eyed doesn't begin to cover it, fringed by spider's legs. If you can get to me, I'll gladly be your witness, though I don't know what the charges are. This is not sexual, at least not of the flesh. Did you feel it too? You walked with gentleness and dignity. They wanted you to go off, a reason to hurt you. Is any of this true? Authoritarianism, all of it centered in the gut, the whole world there, in abrasions, ruminations, all of it gathering in shoulders, the strife, imagined blows, the fight or flight flinch, all in hips and ache, vague but constant, dry lips, bald fists, all of it in the spine, at the root, at the crown, the vine crawl of neurons, the twig fingers typing to connect points of light. This is a poem that I shopped around for a long time, and finally Fred Shaw in the Pittsburgh Quarterly 2.0, accepted it and published it. And Joan liked it and requested it, so I'm reading it. Ghost Park. The dog took off near the backhoe, stuck in its rut, and I followed through tan brush, watching his white shape zip up the mud path. A plateau halfway up the city mountain, an abandoned basketball court, chain link strangled by vines, backboard standing indecisive above a spread of soggy beer cases, broken bottles, crinkled cans. Of course, a used condom here and there, a knockoff Weber grill that wasn't rusted, low-slung car seats for close talk, an iron drum spray-painted death to hipster insurrectionists, which only a hipster insurrectionist would write. We saw no animals besides ourselves, but heard birds chipping away the remains of the afternoon sky. And we were happy with our discovery, happy with the water dribbling through a dubious pipe from the top of the hill where the real park was. For 5 years, the dog lived in a dark house with a sick man, starting whenever a sound from outside came too near. He guarded but couldn't stop staggering falls, jerky spills from an unsteady hand. In daytime, dark bourbony light through shut blinds. I kicked a few beer cans across the worn pavement. The dog feasted on the thaw's reactivated scents. And this is a newer poem that sort of deals with the same space in my neighborhood. It's called Two Men at a Dog Park. When lost and broken presents itself, I find and try to fix and then resent my project over time. Hence, the man with the chihuahua, who just moved here in September from the Southwest, says, "I'm crazy to do it, it's not working out. And I want to befriend him, but will not because I recognize and fear my pattern." Woods above the park are an underground venue. "Punk?" I ask, where he casually tells me his granddaughter got raped by an older guy. "What did you do?" I ask him. "Nothing. She was 16, drunk and late coming home. I thought it was just to distract me from that," he says. Sundown, nice October bite, air you could eat that would stick to your ribs and sink you down to sleep. All right, there's some language and possibly obscenity. This is called Dicks Launching Dick Rockets with help from U.S. Representatives Robert Garcia and Jasmine Crockett. I can't unsee that porn beside his bed while his wife was in the hospital with a baby born too early. The face of a blonde with six erect penises ranged around her mouth. "We were helping to clean up, but you can only hide that stuff, not clean it." 2 decades later, can't be surprised he's a Trumper. "All dicks launching dick rockets, I have to pay for, and you too." That porn is how things feel in this regime change. I want to shut my mouth, but I can't. It's ultimately animal, but not at all natural, just enough half-formed ideas, enough childlike fear and fragility to make it more cruel, to turn something vital like sex into something brutal and obscene. I've been hanging out with my mom the past couple years out in the suburbs with the Alter Cockers. And so I'm sort of like, I see myself as getting the inside scoop on aging, which is probably timed pretty well. So the title is the first line. "Floating Clouds of Bethel Park. I join you prematurely, first in line for lunch, blanching into the walls of the Quest Lab waiting room, bobbing on the treadmill at the cardiac rehab, clotting the aisles of the Shop and Save, the line at the pharmacy, don't get me started. Cheerful as we may be, we are the clouds of weekdays, cirrus in yoga pants, cumulus playing hooky on the endocrinologist until our cotton candy glucose numbers dip. Stratus with some gray left, stratus with dark streaks of resentment at the way the polar winds blow and infect us, the X-ray sun exposes our emptiness. But look how we make a sky of Earth, how we break and embrace, how our laden lightnesses soften the edges of noon." Okay, I have a compulsion, especially when I'm depressed. I play solitaire online, like ridiculous amounts of it. So this is called Solitaire, Solitaire, and it starts with an epigraph from Edward Abbey's Desert Solitaire. "I am here not only to evade for a while the clamor and filth and confusion of the cultural apparatus, but also to confront immediately and directly, if it's possible, the bare bones of existence, the elemental and fundamental, the bedrock which sustains us. Don't do disbelief. Be like a rat in a Skinner box, pressing the bar for maybe the luck of a pellet. Don't swell up like the kid you were, fantasizing excellence in a competition that would finally spell out your name in gold, break the spell of dysfunction in and around you. Don't sleep on the right-hand side either. You'll miss a lot of plays that way. Run through last-minute maneuvers when it looks like you're dead. But remember, done is done, even if it takes a few dime plays to get there. Manifesting is a thing I notice. Like when I think I need a certain card and it shows up in the very next deal. Not to be confused with expectations, assholes with guns who hope someday to use them. Tikkun Olam is another attitude to take. Each time I click on new, I activate a world to put to order. In this mindset, I'm a god, not so much invested in what happens as I am in the happening. Pairs well with mindfulness breathing, or what we used to refer to as breathing, before we became mindful of how mindful it could be. Tikkun Olam, you are not obligated to complete the work, but neither are you free to desist from it. What's nifty about this is how it gets around the very thing that makes people desist from it. The work is no sooner completed than a call for repair enters one's awareness. In this framework, just when I think I've repaired this scrambled deck of cards and the confetti and declaration that I am a winner fill the screen, a new animated shuffle breaks the dream. Fugue state, trance state, or maybe meditation, as long as you harbor no gaining idea, lowbrow choreography of optic muscle memory, the billiard screen simulating the natural world, no smoke, no cans of beer, just you and your exocerebrum at play, pure waste of time. Here's a story. Kings and queens of all races subjected everyone else, except their son Jack, to chattel or chit, nameless and unjustly ranked. Everyone's existence contingent and transactional. Ace was their god, their crown, fixer, mascot, priest with the power to make emperors. In the hole, boring through the bodies of the oligarchs where souls once were, Ace was the silk thread, the silk worm, the alpha and omega, the egg and sperm. They put on democracy charades, appeared to disappear within the shuffle of elections, but there was never much doubt about who got the most ink, the most tallies, adornments, and accessories. This went on forever. The world ended only when one face, even a peon's, went missing. Then a fresh world reassembled, identical to the last, or the missing one's replica was folded into the current world. The whole thing flew by so quickly, with little time for mourning before it was time to restart. Transactions and coincidences, parts to wholes, stories to give it all some meaning. What's a god who knows himself to be a servant in the larger world? What's a god like me to do? On the other side of this paper is a to-do list. When you win, that's just winning. When you lose, that's just losing. You're alone. How could you make it competition? I say these things to myself as I grow older, thinking time is as factual as dirt. What you make of both depends on many factors, but we love when dirt has seeds and roots and nutrients in it, and we love when time is well spent. Only this, to expect it to bear fruit forgets that fruit is only part of it. Where do you think the dirt comes from? What if the thing you do to solve a problem from one direction leaves you open to attack from another? Thrashing, fins, and all, there's your fine kettle coming back to slap, flap, slap your conscience, peace of mind. Did you think, since you're human, your life wasn't a brief walk, hacking out a path between attack and evasion, thwack, evaporation? Where do you put your value? You who like to keep your hands so clean. Tonight, that open shower was restorative. Ginger, lemon, kombucha, a hot yoga class, restorative. Cleaning the kitchen after dinner, that too. 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening of breathing, not thinking, juice for the body and soul. But this thing? Save it for the times when I'm tired of being unconscious, but too weak to do more than sort some colors and symbols on a screen. Only then can this be said to be restorative. Not now, when there is so much to do and the energy to do it. Yes, I've been beaten up by the year. There have been losses, new demands, a reconfiguration of my roles. It's hard to let go of my fear, to let go of the sense that I'm sustaining, even building a career. I'm over 60 and I have to let it go. Am I ready to retire? No. I have much more to give and can't afford to. So this thing I've been doing compulsively for months, my non-restorative means of calming monkey mind, or simply getting monkeys to walk in single file, monkey business. I forgive myself for it, but henceforth, once a week at the most. Everything in my life is shifting. This is not a way to swim, but it's a raft, and I've floated for days through sun and gloom, out in the open or alone in my room. I never cried for help, though I did await rescue as I pried open spaces to help myself, distracting myself while I did. Then there's a little picture. There are little screenshots of different games. This one, this game is called The Virgin Dies Young. The virgin dies young at the awakening of desire. She's a stalk with a heart so full, it feels like two beat deep inside her. Her fingers so slender, they'll never bear the weight of a diamond. The king is her father, and can abide no other near his hard-won throne. The virgin dies young at the sound of the doorbell, spaded by shame, when the king in his cups interrogates the suitor, whom she is unable to look in the eye. The virgin dies of exposure to the green of her years, mowed to stubble all around her, to the columns of fears in her mental ledger. The virgin knows death like acid rain on her tongue keeps it near. The virgin dies so many times young, she starts to rank the deaths in order, red and black and crisp in her memory. Older, she will mix them up and spill them on the floor. Older, she will find her own first corpse and cover it with every flower. The queen is not your friend unless you're useful to her. You could die in her red war with the red king. And her rings, pity her the weight of all those jewels, those chunks of earth that marry her to mortal. Cherish the coal your bitter tears wash from your pores. Each day is new, and so are you. And I'll close with this poem. It's called Good Night, Good night, emails. Command, shift, delete. You have served your time in the light of my attention. Namaste and all that. Good night, socials. Force quit if I have to. People are amazing. People are awful. And everyone longs to be an animal with conditions. Good night, Wordle. Girding up for neural pathways, yellow vellum. Fanny Burney's Camilla. At 900 pages, these people are under my skin. Good night, Netflix, the Kool-Aid of adulthood. All those pictures in the 60s, bottoms dry like pixie sticks at first, defunct haboobs of sugar a douse with the kitchen faucet, summer day after summer day. Good night, Microsoft Word for Mac. You had me scared after my upgrade to Sonoma that no M-dash could be had in fewer than 2 steps. Got that sorted. May the people under 40 understand how much our backs hurt in the days of typewriters, how reluctant we were to do revision. Get back to me when you run out of ribbon to write your paper, or have to start from page 1 just to add something between 5 and 6, so now everything is a new beginning, and Stein, who made her girlfriend do her typing, was able to come up with her continuous present, her beginning again and again, with no direct experience of the hell that is typing a large manuscript in process. Good night, Alice. Wake up to a scribble-free breakfast prepared for you, for once, by someone as fastidious as you. Gertie changed the enterprise, but let's give credit where it's due. Good night, calendar, solitaire, Google Docs 2. Good night, browser, Zoom, SharePoint, OneDrive, iTunes, Team. It is time for the brain inside my head to hear itself apart from work, apart from wrestling with the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, apart from survival or the briar patch other people. It is time for words and no words, for a recumbent skeleton, for what I think are prayers, but feel like flowers blooms. Good night, for it is time we had a rest. Good night, Wi-Fi, and whoever's spying, fuck you too. Good night, uppity Adobe, desktop, trash can, I love you.